Good morning, Bishop Ed Akers here, coming to you live at 9:45 for my weekly devotional to give you an uplift and a good start to your week. I pray that you're doing well and that you're enjoying life and that God is, you're understanding and seeing the goodness of God in your life. If you're familiar with me, then welcome back. If you're not, then love to get to know you here. A little bit about me, I'm the founder and overseer now of Victorious Living Church and Victorious Living International, our global missions outreach branch. In fact, we're traveling to the Philippine Islands this coming week for a 12-day swing through four cities. Medical team will be traveling with us. Jesus rallies will be ministering in schools, police stations, military encampments, prisons, all kinds of things are going to be happening with a large team, and we're excited about going. So pray for us as we embark to keep the gospel of Jesus Christ, the overcoming gospel of Jesus Christ, moving around the world. You know, we're in a world that's ever changing. Life, one thing is for sure, it changes. Things change all around us at all the time. People change. I don't know about you, but some people, we think we got a little bit of a finger on who they are, and then they'll change on us. People we've trusted in can turn their back on us. People get old and die. That's a change. We lose in some changes, and we gain in others. But life is always changing. Just when you think you've got life figured out, watch out, it's going to change. The weather changes. The economy is constantly changing. Our financial positions are always changing, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. Our careers change. Our children change. Our family dynamics change. Our church changes. Styles change. Everything changes, although the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. What's that mean? That even though there are changes all around us, there are some constants. And there is particularly one constant that we can always hold on to. And that is the unchangeable nature of God Himself. The unchangeable nature of a God who is always consistently the same. Sometimes there is anxiety because of change. But with God, we need to have no anxiety that He's going to change on us. What He's revealed to us about Himself, He will stay constant with. James 1:17, the chapter 1 of the book of James, verse 17 has a verse about this unchanging nature of God. I want to read it in two different versions this morning and hopefully encourage you to know that God does not change. You can hold on to something that's solid and immovable. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father of lights or splendor, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That's the New King James Version. The Amplified Bible, which expands on the thoughts within the verse itself, is a great help to really get a deeper knowledge and understanding of the truths that God's trying to convey to us. And the Amplified Bible says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, the creator and sustainer of the heavens, in whom there is no variation, no rising or setting, or shadow cast by His turning, for He is perfect and never changes. I have found that a key in life is to grab hold of the never-changing reality of God. When I was a younger man, and at times still because I'm human like you, life's changes can cause me to be unsettled. We see changes in the Middle East right now with the war between Israel and their oppressors and terrorists that have attacked them. We see changes all the time in our political atmosphere and the political arena of our world. And these things can become very unsettling. But when we see that God gives us all good gifts, that even in the difficulties, there is a good gift to be found, and maybe it's the gifts we want to hold on to, but ultimately, the greatest gift God gives us is his unchanging nature. He's not moody with us. He's not one day happy and the next day mad at us. His senses of anger and wrath and love and joy are consistently perfect, consistently just, and consistently applied. I can approach him in the most ultimate of safe zones called faith. People today want to live in safe zones. They want to know, is this a safe space for my children? Is this a safe space for me emotionally? When getting a job, it's no longer just about the job. It's, is this a safe environment for me as an individual? Emotionally, physically, spiritually. But with God, it's an ultimate safe space. Not that he doesn't allow us to walk through the hardships and trials of life, for we do. But we know we can cling to the unchangeable nature of the one who keeps the sun in space, who keeps the earth moving and in its place, who keeps all the stars where they belong, who knows the very numbers of grains of sand on all of the planets in the universe, who knows the hairs on our head. He's unchangeable. I've gone through many changes in my life. I walk through them like you continually, but I find that God never changes. His word is true, and he is true to his word. And when we trust that word, we find the unchangeable nature of God. We find a God who is consistent in how he handles us and deals with us. We can run to him in trouble and find mercy and grace. We can call on him on behalf of others, and he will answer and intervene. We can ask him in the time of trouble to come to our aid, and it may not come out exactly the way you and I want, that we don't have any trouble, but when we call on him in trouble, he brings us through it all. I look around this world, and the older I get, the more the changes I don't always know and understand. I think about the changes my grandfathers walked through. I remember sitting on the porch of the old family home that was in decay, and my grandfather, it was on top of a hill. My grandfather lived on the bottom of a hill. And as a little boy, about 12 or 13, we'd sit on that porch of that old dilapidated house. And one day we were doing that, and he looked up over the horizon. He said, "I remember the first automobile that drove up over that hill. We all ran down to see it. And they had a barn full of horses and wagons and buggies. But this car represented change. Massive change." And I think about the changes they watched in their 70, 80, 90 years, and how we're watching changes now, and how life always shifts. But know this, Jesus Christ, it is said of him in Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is forever the same. Praise God. I can trust Jesus with my yesterday, my today, and my tomorrow. I do not know what tomorrow holds, as the old song says, but I know who holds tomorrow. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, the unchanging King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What's unchangeable about God is that he is consistently at his zenith. He never learns anything because he is knowledge. All knowledge comes from him. He doesn't gain any strength or lose any because he is all power. All the power of the universe, of every planet, of all created things, all matter, all is held together by his power, which is superseding all of that power. He's greater than it. He never wavers in his word. It is always at the highest point fulfilled. I think we have a hard time sometimes grasping the unchangeable nature of God because the world changes so much. But he is the one constant. From birth to the grave and beyond, we find a God who never changes. I can trust him today to be the same God he was when he got me through something yesterday. I hope that you go into this week grabbing a hold of the unchangeable nature of God. That in Christ Jesus, we can tap into that unchangeable nature. We can experience its sustaining power. I think that's the great thing we're going to be preaching about today. My wife and I, she's going to join me in the sermon today. We're going to co-preach a sermon called It Is. And she's going to sing the song, the great old hymn of the church, It Is Well With My Soul. We're going to talk about the sustaining nature of God's grace, keeping grace, as it used to be called. And I hope you can join us at 10:45. Father, let everybody that's hearing this today, everybody that's watched this, to feel and know the sustaining power of who you are. You do not change like the world changes. You don't change governments in heaven. You don't change who's on the throne. You don't change your mind about how your plan is fulfilling in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that we can trust the sustaining grace of an unchangeable God, that when the world rocks, when the earth moves, when the waters roar, when nature itself attacks us, when people attack us, there is something we can run to that will not be moved by the earthquakes, the storms, and the attacks, and that is you, O God. To you we hold, for you hold us. Touch them this week, Lord, I pray. All of my friends and family watching, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Go to victoriouslivinginternational.com to learn more about the ministry I'm involved in now, or vlcc.tv to learn more about our church here in Grove City, Ohio. We'd love to have you come visit us if you're in the Ohio area or the Columbus area. We'd love to have you at 10:45 on Sunday mornings. Plus a whole plethora of groups and activities taking place here at this mighty church. Wonderful place where people love each other, where no perfect people are allowed, and we hold on to the sustaining nature of an unchanging God through all these years. Well, God bless you. Have a great week, and remember these words from 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll see you next week. God bless you.